Parashas B'Shalach, the second Mahalach. In the beginning of B'Shalach, the parasha, we find the pasuk Vayikach Moshe es Atzmas Yosef Imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu is taking the Atzmas Yosef. Yosef resurfaces over here, as we mentioned in the earlier Mahalach, and in fact the Medrash says that the Yam split in the schus of Yosef Atzadik. What's the connection? Why is Yosef resurfacing over here in Parashas B'Shalach? What's the connection? And you can go even further. The pasuk says that Yosef Elokim Esa'om Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us through the Midbar. And then Vayikach Moshe es Atzmas Yosef. So it's masma that the Atzmas Yosef also has a connection to Klal Yisrael traveling, changing their direction, and traveling through the Midbar. What's the connection between Yosef and traveling through the Midbar? In the Sirus Hayom, Klal Yisrael began Oz Yosher Moshe. Says Rashi Mikan Remez the Tchias HaMesim in HaTayr. Where did Klal Yisrael see a Remez of Tchias HaMesim in the Kriyas Yamsuf? If anything, they saw Misa, the Mitzrayim drowning. Where did they see Tchias HaMesim in the Yamsuf? And then afterwards, there comes the parasha of the Mayim. And as we mentioned in the earlier Mahalach, there was a nes v'techneis, there was an eitz, which is bitter, and that sweetened the mayim and made the mayim into water that could be there that you could drink. Beforehand, it was mayim morim, and the eitz made the mayim into mayim mesukim. What was the nes over there? What's the hemshach and continuation? Why is the parsha of the mondaf gerim b'shalach? And again, why? What's the connection to parshas Amalek at the end of parshas b'shalach? What's the mahalach that lies beneath the surface over here in parshas b'shalach? Bichlal, one has to understand why was it that the last punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Mitzrayim was dafka with the Mayim. The first punishment the Mitzrayim was smitten with was also Mayim. Why did the Makkas begin with Mayim, and why is the final Makkah B'Patish destroying the Mitzrayim also with Mayim? But there's a very, very profound hidden message over here, a Yesod Bichlal in Mitzrayim, and especially in this week's parasha. Now let's begin with a few psukim first. The pasuk says in Voischanon, "Va'atem advekim b'Hashem elikechem chayim kulchem ayu." Chayim is something that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Ki imcha mekor chayim, ba'orcha nireh or." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the mekor of chayim. Pasuk in Nechemia, "Va'atem mechayes kulam." You bestow chayim to the whole bria of Tzvah Shemayim l'chol mishpachavim. We see from all these psukim that chayim, the mekor of chayim, life, only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else has the koyach of chayim. As is Yidua, the Gemara says at the beginning of Tanis, that Gimel Mafteches biyodei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlenimsru biyad shliach. Ve'elu hein mafteach shel gishomim u'mafteach shel chayo mafteach shel tchias hamesim. All these three mafteches all have to do with chayim. Gishomim is called chayim. As is Yidua, mayim chayim. As Rashi says in Hazino, on the pasuk of Ya'arov kamota likhi, that ma'al ma'amota shel chayim lo'ino. Mafteach shel tchias hamesim obviously is chayim, and mafteach shel chayo. So you see that these three mafteches, these three koyches of chayim, bestowing chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave al yidei shliach. Chayim is something that no koyach in the bria kaviyachul shares. It comes lock, stock, and barrel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's only one thing in the Bria, and one and only thing here in the Bria, which has to do with Etzem HaChaim. And that is something that, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give to the Bria, he did give to Klal Yisrael. And that is the Hilga Torah, which is Kihem Chayenu. Torah be'emes touches upon the Etzem HaChaim, and therefore that's why we have a mitzvah in the Torah of V'chai Bohem. A person must do an Avera in order to save himself from certain death, unless it's Gimel Averas Chamuras, because these Gimel Averas Chamuras have to do with Hepech HaChaim, and therefore the Torah cannot command a past person to do something that's Hepech HaChaim. But apart from these three Averas, it's better to do an Avera rather than to get oneself killed, because the Torah is Torah Chaim V'Avas Chesed. The Torah is the V'chai Bohem. It's impossible that the Torah should command a person in an inyan of Misa. But these, the Gimel Averis Chamuris, are in Yonim of Misa. And therefore that's why the Torah cannot tell a person to transgress these three Averis. Ritzicha is one of them, obviously, is Hepech HaChaim. Avodah Zarah is Hepech HaChaim, as we quoted earlier from the Pasuk Vatim Advekim Hashem Lekechem Chaim Kol Chamayim, where the Pasuk earlier says Enechem Arois is Kara Seosah Hashem Lebal Po'or Ki Chala Isha Sholach Achrei Bal Po'or Shmido Hashem Lekechem Mikubecho Vatim Advekim Hashem Lekechem Chaim Kol Chamayim. A person who turns to Avodah Zarah turns away from Chaim, turns away from Dvekis to Hashem. That is Mamash suicide. That is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaChaim. How can the HaKadosh Baruch Hu command the person to turn away from the Makor HaChaim to Avodah Zarah? And Gil Aroy is not going into it now, but Gil Aroy is being poigim the Koyach HaChaya, the Koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person to Mekayim a mitzvah of Puruvu, which is the Koyach HaChaya. Roy is poigim in the Koyach HaChaya, so it's also turning away from the Etzemach, from the Koyach of Etzem HaChaim. So Meila, therefore, when it comes to these three Averis, it's not pshat that a person is giving up his life for these, giving away his Chaim for these three Averis. Paker, doing these three Averis is giving away their lives. To be transgressed one of these three Averis is Hepech HaChaim. And therefore, if a person gives his life up for Keret, he's being dovered to the Emesik HaChaim by giving his life up. And he didn't turn to the Hepech HaChaim, which would have mean transgressing one of these three Averis. But I called upon him, that was just our gav to show us that the Torah is Kihem Chayeinu. The Torah is what we have down here, something that connects us to the Etzem HaChaim. And that's why Torah is Nimshal Lamayim, because Mayim is what provides Chaim in this world. Yara, like the Rashi says, we discussed before in the beginning of Hazinu, Torah Shunasati Lisrael, Shi Chaim Le'olam Kemoto Hazeh, Shu Chaim Le'olam. And Mela, therefore, in Bechukoisai Teilechu, if you keep to the Torah, Venasati Gishmechem Be'itom, which is the closest Scha that a HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us in terms of Chaim. If we keep to the Chaim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows us the Chaim in this world, which is the Bechina of Mayim. Now, this is all very, very poshut. But let's go a step deeper. When one discusses the Indian of Chaim, one has to be Mechalik between two types of Chaim. The Etzem HaChaim and the Not Etzem HaChaim. What do I mean? The Maharal explains that somebody who hasn't got children is Chosrev Kumeis. And Maharal explains why. Says the Maharal, Ki ha-chayim ein lohem hefzik. Kumar beim be'er mayim chayim. Just like a be'er, a spring, is ein lohem hefzik. Mepinei ha-makor hazeh tomid noivea. V'ha-misa, hi heda ha-dova v'hefzekoi. Misa means that it stops. But Chaim is something she'ein lehem hefzik, never stops. And therefore explains the Maral afichach, mi she'ein lebonim, she is hefzik v'toldos nikra meis. Or mi she'esh le'toldos par of erova, v'yesh le'mekor neveh abazeh nikra chayim. Aber mi she'esh le'hefzik hu kamoit meis. Adkan lo she'maral in go'ari in pashas v'yetze. Which means that Chaim, etzem ha'chaim, is something that is ein lehefzik. Misa means to stop. It stops at some point. And therefore, when asking mechalek between these two types of chaim, there is a chaim that stops as well. People live and they die. But if people live to die, then it's iglam muslim afreya, retroactively, one cannot call that chaim as etzem ha'chaim, because if it would be etzem ha'chaim, then there wouldn't be a hefzik b'chlal. So let me explain you now, what are the origins of these two types of chaim, where they originate from, and why is it that one of the chaims has a sof, and one of the chaims doesn't have a sof? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam and Rishon in Gan Eden, and in this Gan Eden there was two trees. One was called Eitz HaChaim, one was called Eitz Hadas Tovira. And the Pasuk in Bereishis says that if you eat from the Eitz HaChaim, V'ochal V'chai Le'olam. The Eitz HaChaim is the Etzem Chaim of V'ochal V'chai Le'olam. Mashenkin by the Eitz Hadas Tovira, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns Adam and Chava, and says, Ki b'yoyim achol chamemeno mois tomus. If you eat from the Eitz Hadas Tovira, then there's going to be a mois tomus. Which means the Oymek Einin is the following. The Eitz HaChaim is the Torah. The Torah HaKadosha, which is the Bechin of Etz HaChaim. And that's V'ochal V'chai Le'olam. However, the Eitz HaDas, as we brought down in earlier Shiurim, is the whole idea of the Eitz HaDas was to connect to the Guf as well. To connect to the Koyach HaGufni, to the physicality, to the indulging in Taiva. And we know that the Guf, L'maisa, represents Misa. Me'ofa Atov, El'ofa Toshim. So there is a Chaim that is pure, undiluted Chaim. So the Melech, Eino Hefzik. But there is a Chaim that can be connected to the Guf, and the Guf corresponds to Misa. So therefore, that Chaim is connecting to the Misa, and therefore it's not the real undiluted Chaim, and therefore it's a Chaim that's going to have a stop to it. It may seem very attractive, It may seem very delightful. People might tell you that this is the Chayim, this is called Tam HaChayim, or whatever they call it. But nevertheless, at the end of the day, it's a Chayim that connects to the Guf, and a Chayim that connects to the Guf is a Chayim that's connected to Afar, and Afar is Misa. So therefore, that's why this is not the Emes de Kachayim. Or even better said, well, if you eat from the Eitz HaChayim, you're dovek to Hashem, and Hashem is v'atem advekim Hashem aleikeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim. That's being dovek to Hashem. If one eats from the Eitz HaDaf, one turns away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Adam and Chava hid away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Chet. And Hashem asked him, Ayeka, where are you? You turned away from me, you hid from me. Turning away from the Makor HaChayim, that is Misa. And that was the chet of eating from the Eitz HaDaas. And that is the kfira, the apikorsus, that the nochash was trying to contaminate and poison Adam and Chava with. The nochash said to Chava, then you won't die. The nochash said to Chava, the eating from the Eitz HaDaas is the Etzem HaChayim. Chava says, how can it be the Etzem HaChayim if it brings Misa? Says the nochash, loy moysa musur. It doesn't bring Misa. Turning away from Hashem does not bring Misa. Turning away from Hashem brings Chayim. Loy moysa musur. The nochash pushes her and she touches it. And he says, just like you didn't die by touching it, you won't die by eating it. That's the first kefira. That is the original kefira. And Etzem HaChaim is also down here. Etzem HaChaim doesn't necessarily come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachman and Etzlan, that's a terrible kefira. But that was the original kefira. These were the original two trees. And Adam was given the bechira to choose. Either you cling to the Chaim Shein Lo Hetzek, which means you cling to the Koya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that has the Chaim, because Gil Mafteches Loinim Slali De Shliach, Hashem never gave it away to a Shliach. That's the Eitz HaChaim clinging to the Atamat Veikim Hashem Lekechim Chaim Kol Chamayim. And then there's the Eitz HaDaas Tevera, which is the Chaim that connects to Guf, that connects to Taiva, and therefore connects to Misa. And the Kfir, the Apikorsis of the Nochash was to make out as if the Eitz HaDaas, as if connecting to Guf, connecting to Taiva, turning away from connecting to Hashem, also brings to Etzem HaChaim, Chaim She'en Lem Hefzik, as the Nochash says, Loi Mois Tumus, and you won't die. So after the Chet, the world was plunged into a Sheker, and was plunged into confusion. What is Etzem HaChaim? How does one connect to the Etzem HaChaim? Is Etzem HaChaim connecting to Hashem and not to Taiva and Guf? Or is Etzem HaChaim down here in this world? In other words, is this world down here the Balabayis of Chaim? Or is there still only one Makor HaChaim, and that is the Ki'im Cho Makor HaChaim, Baruch Hanira Or? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the confusion that resulted as a result of the chet. And therefore the bearer of this chet has to be mevarer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remained and will always remain the only source of Etzem Chaim, and anything else that leads a person to turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is heading in a direction of Misa. And that was the whole kilkel of the Dor HaMabul. The Dor HaMabul that is Shochi Sa'oretz is Rashi Ashchos Zer Levatola, which, as we said earlier, is Ashchos of the Koyach HaChaya. Ashchos of the Zalzel in the Koyach HaChaya, in the huge potential of the Koyach HaChaya. They were Mashchis that is Shochi Sa'oretz. In other words, they held that they were the Balabatim of Chaim as well. They held that they can decide on Chaim and Moves down here in this world, that it doesn't belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And their Raya was that it rains down here and there's water down here. And when it rains and there's water down here, we have our own sources of Chayim, and that's something we didn't mention earlier, that the whole idea of rain and water is a Tanya de Messiah, is Lechoira Raya. These people claim, these Apikorsim claim, that they are also in charge of Chayim because they have Mayim down here, and therefore they have their own resources of Mayim, of Chayim down here, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Dor HaMabul Dafka with Chayim, and it came down slowly, as Rashi says there on the Pasuk in Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayia Geshem Al Oretz. First it came down slowly as Gishmei Bracha, but then it came down gushing, and it erased, it destroyed the whole generation, which means they found their deaths in something that symbolizes life. How can one find death in life? Elomai Shmamino, that this wasn't the real life. Don't think that because you have Mayim down here, therefore you are the Balabayis of Chayim. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you death, Moves, Misa, in that Chaim, to show you that the Mekor HaChaim is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only V'atem Advekim, Ki Imcho Mekor HaChaim. And that's why the end of Parashas Noach is Vayomos Terach B'choron. And Rashi says he wasn't yet dead, but to teach you that Rishoyim B'chayeyem Kuroyim Mason. Because the Rishoyim turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they feel that's where they're going to find life, but they're really dead. Because they're going to be destroyed, because they won't live forever. Because there's going to be a Hefzik. And the Maral said earlier that something with a Hefzik is not Behemes Chayim. And therefore that was Nizbar in the Dora Mabel. And therefore the end of Parashas Noach is a Biro that Terach, even while he was alive, but he was really dead, because his chaim was a chaim that's leading to Misa and not to chaim. So his chaim was really Misa. What else is brought there in the end of Noach? Vayomas horan al pnei terach over veretz meladatoi b'or kastim. And Rashi brings down that the nest of or kastim was that Avraham Avinu was thrown into a burning furnace and he stayed alive. What was that to show? That was the other side of the coin of terach. A terach when he's alive in a mokum of chaim, he's dead. And Avraham Avinu when he's in a mokum of Misa, he's alive. Avraham Avinu went destroying Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu lectures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Imchom Mekor HaChayim, that only Hashem is the sole Mekor HaChayim. Nobody in this world is a Balabai, it's over Etzem Chayim. And therefore Nimrod had Avraham Avinu thrown into a Kibshon. I'll show him who's in charge of Chayim, I'll put him to death. But Avraham Avinu showed that no, his Emunah in the Atimat Vekim Hashem Lekechem enables him to find Chayim in the greatest Mokim Amisa. So Terach finds Misa in Chaim, and Avraham Avinu finds Chaim in Misa. That's the Biro of Parshas Noach of the Dora Mabul. And that was the Biro that had to be metak in the Chet of Eitz Hadas. Because the whole Chet of Eitz Hadas was on this Nekuda, as we mentioned earlier. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu remaining the only Mekor HaChaim, or is there a Mekor HaChaim down here in the Bria as well? Those who believe that it's down here in the Bria find Misa in Chaim, and those who believe that it's clinging to Hashem find Chaim in a Mokka Misa. And with that we can understand why Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha sort of complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Ma Titin Li Vanochi Hoylech Hariri, I haven't got children. What was Avraham complaining about? The answer is Avraham Avinu saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you took me out of the Kibshon. Why? To show that when I cling to you, I'm clinging to Chaim. That Atmat Vekim Hashem Lekechem Chaim. But if I don't have children, somebody doesn't have children, it's Choshen Kameis, because he has a Hefzik. You want me to have a Hefzik? You want me to, that people should say that the Chaim that's bestowed by Hashem as a Hefzik? You took me out of the Kibshon Eish to show that if you cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you find Chaim even in the Mokka Misa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to give me children, there's going to be a Hefzik and that's it. Then I'm also a Misa. Then the Chaim that you're representing, Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Koifrim are going to say that Chaim also comes to an end because Avraham doesn't have children. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, Kielu, you're right. And therefore the Pasuk says in Lech Lecha, in Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Hei, Vayetzi, Oysa Achutza, Vayei Mehabed Na Hashemayim, Osfer HaKichovim, Im Tucha Lispar Oysom. And Rashi says, what does it mean? Vayetzei sa'achutza, vayem ha'abed na'ashamayimu. Says Rashi, ha'itziyoy mechalolei shaloylam, ve'igbiyoy lamalum in ha'kechovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of the world, out of the galaxy, to promise him that he's going to have children. Why? But the answer is beautiful. Because gimel mafteches lenimsru. The koyach of etzem ha'chaim was never given away by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if Avraham Avinu wants to receive the promise of etzem ha'chaim continue. Continuity is then he has to go leave this world, because this Etzem HaChaim, this Koyach of Etzem HaChaim doesn't exist in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of this world, and he promised him, and he says to him, Vayemin Avram, Yudaya Teida Kigei Yezeracha, etc. Vagamis HaGoya Sheyavoydu Dona Noichi Vachrechen Yetzu Bechush Godel, as we've discussed so many times already, that Vagamis HaGoya, Rashi says, is referring to all the Balad Malchias, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avram Avinu the Klal Yisrael's path until the Yachus HaYomim, which means Hashem is showing Avram that your children is the Etzem HaChaim She'ein Lohem Hefzik. There's not going to be a Hefzik. They're going to go through troubles and tribulations and sorrows, but nobody's ever going to be able to stop them. They're not going to stop because they represent Etzem HaChaim. I took you out of the Kibshon Eish because you are the role model example of somebody who clings to me and is Zoychat HaChaim even in a Mokim of Moves, whose Chaim is impossible to be Mapsik. Nobody can stop your Chaim, not even in a Kibshon Aish. Is that for so to your children, even though they're going to go through Kibshon Aishes, they're going to go through Tzoros, but nevertheless, Achrechen Yetzer B'chush God, and always continue because they're Ein, Lohem, Hefzik, and that's why they are Chaim, and you do represent Chaim. And that's why all the Himois were barren. Sarah was barren. Rivka was barren. Rachel was barren. Because all the Himois are going to give birth to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is the Chaim Shein Lem Hefzik, and the Etzem Chaim, the Chaim Shein Lem Hefzik, there's no Teva, there's nothing down here in Olam Hazeh that can do that, that can pull that off. Is therefore that's why it has to be clearly in Zbara that they should be more, that they should be barren, and therefore they're going to rely on a Nes, a miracle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Etzem HaChaim is going to intervene over here to bring out a nation that is Etzem connected to the Etzem HaChaim that's Ein Lem Hefzik. This is the Koyach HaChaya that we're talking about. By the Imois, the Koyach HaChaya that the Gemara in Tana says, Shlenimtsuru b'dei Adam, they had to be Megala, that the Koyach HaChaya is a Nes. The Koyach HaChaya, the Koyach of Etzem HaChaim, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why they were all barren, and they had children through the Koyach HaChaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlenimtsuru b'dei Shliach. And that's what we're marach already. That Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov is the Ishtom, Yeshiva Holem, Yaakov clings to Torah, the Kiimcha Makor Chayim, the Kiim Chayenu. And therefore the Gemara says, Ntan is the Yaakov Avinu, Loi Meis. And therefore Parashas Vayechi is the Parasha of Vayechi Yaakov. Even though there was that some Indian of Misa, but it's Be'etzem Vayechi Yaakov. And because Yaakov the Galas Sakate, he wanted to show Klal Yisrael that they're going to have a Hemshech all the way to Lakate, the Ein Lam Hefzik. That's Yaakov Avinu. And that was the sharp contrast between Yaakov Avinu and Esav, because Esav says in Enochi Hoylech Lomos. Esav takes the Chaim, but wants the Chaim connected to the Gulf, to the Taiva, to the Me'afa Atav Elofa Toshuv. Esav is the one who clings to the Chaim that does have a Hefzik, and therefore he admits in Enochi Hoylech Lomos V'Lomos Eli B'Choira. That's the contrast between the two brothers. Now with this Akdama we can get nearer to our Parsha. We know that Yosef Tzadik is the one who represented this koyach of Chaim Shein Lem Hefzik, represented this koyach of finding Chaim in the Mokem Misa. Yosef Tzadik was one of the brothers. He was already a member of Klal Yisrael, and Yosef Tzadik was thrown into a bor, and this bor says the pasuk Mayim Ein Boy, that the Gemara Darshan's Mayim Ein Boy Avon Lechoshim Akromim Yesh Boy. Yosef was put into a Mokem Misa, but Yosef came out of the Mokem Misa, and not only came out b'chayim, but he became the makor hachayim. He became the mechalkel chayim. Hu hamashbir. Yosef HaTzadik provided food and sustenance for the whole Mitzrayim and for the whole world. So Yosef HaTzadik is the one who represents that this koyach of finding chayim in a mokum misa. He represents this koyach of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it doesn't matter where he is. Doesn't matter where he's placed. He's clinging to Hashem. Vayehi Hashem es Yosef. Vayara doinev ki Hashem itoy. In Perek Lamedtes, Rashi says Hashem itoy shem shemayim shogar al piv. Yosef Tzadik is on that madrega where he clings. He's dovek to Hashem, and therefore he's chayim kulchem ayim wherever you put him, even if you put him with nechoshim akrovim without mayim in a mokem amisa. Yosef Tzadik is a chizuk because Yosef is one of their brothers. Yosef is a member of Klal Yisrael, and Yosef is one of shows that as long as we cling to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, it doesn't matter where we put. Yosef HaTzadik represents in the same way as Avraham Avinu had this emunah, and therefore he survived and found Chaim in a Kitchen Ha'esh. Yosef HaTzadik found Chaim in a Mokem Misa in a Bor of Nechoshim HaKrovim, and he became the Mechalkel Chaim for the whole world. And with that we can understand why it was so important for Yosef HaTzadik to go down to Mitzrayim. Because who was Mitzrayim? What was the Kfira of Mitzrayim? But according to what the Sisadim have just said, Mitzrayim represented this very Kfira that we're discussing in the most incredible way. Because Mitzrayim didn't survive on rain. Mitzrayim didn't have rain like other countries. Mitzrayim had the Nile. They had their own water. And Mitzrayim held that they were in charge of Chayim, of Etzem Chayim. They don't need the rain. They have their own Chaim. It's theirs. They acquired the Nile. It's theirs. They have the Etzem HaChaim. And therefore, that's why Mitzrayim mummified bodies. Then they koyfe b'chinu. When a person dies, they deny that he's died. They mummify him to show that they have the Chaim. That's the birur that has to take place in Mitzrayim. To be mevara dafka in Mitzrayim and through Mitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaChaim. Hashem is the Makor HaChaim, and Gimel Matechas Loinim Suru, not even to Pari Melech Mitzrayim. And we can go even deeper. That parag represents the nochas, as we mentioned earlier. That's why the simonim and the oisois are the staff turning into the snake, because parag is the nochas. And in the same way as the nochas originally in Parshas Bereishis, he pushed Adam and Chava to the Eitz HaChayit, to the Eitz HaDaas. In other words, he pulled them away from the Eitz HaMachayim and made them to believe as the Chaya HaGuf is the Eitz HaMachayim. And therefore, Para is also the one who's saying over here, the Chaya HaGuf is the Eitz HaMachayim, and therefore man is in charge of Chayim. And here, it has to be Nisbara that no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaChayim. And therefore, that's why Sefer Shmois begins, that Para makes a Gzer, the Kol HaBen HaYilad HaYoyir HaTashlichu, that the Jew, the newborn Jews have to die, because the born, the birth is the Koyach HaChayah, and the Koyach HaChayah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Pari wants to show that he's Shoylet on the Koyach HaChayah. Yes, the Maftechah's word Nimsar, the Koyach HaChayah was given to him, and therefore he's going to show, he's going to take all the Koyach HaChayahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to kill them, he's going to throw them into the river. And the Biro began. Poro v'nei Yisrael, Poro v'yishutzu v'yirbo v'moid moid. There was never such a Koyach HaChayah. There was never such an outburst of such ribui of Koyach HaChayah. Dafke in Mitzrayim. Dafke Mitzrayim is trying to hide that the Koyach HaChayah is from Hashem. It's trying to challenge the Koyach HaChayah from Hashem. It's therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that the Koyach HaChayah should come out in unbelievable numbers. And that's Be'emes Ha'al Sefer Shmois begins. But Tiren HaMiyalda Yisrael Kim V'loyo Pari is asking, why is there such Koyach HaChayah in Mitzrayim? I decreed to go against the Koyach HaChayah. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Schav Ayiki Yoram Yaldis Israel Kim Ayaslahem Botim. And Rashi says, what are Botim? Botei Kuhuna, Leviyah, and Botei Malchus. Because Kuhuna and Leviyah is based on Mikdash. Malchus is the Bechina of David. And the Bechina of Mikdash and David is the Bechina of Ein Lo Hefzik. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. The Bechina of Malchus is David is Chai V'Kayim B'li Hefzik. The Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of Chayim. The Nefesh lo yitama ba'amov. There wasn't anything that ever stopped in the Beis HaMikdash that ever went off. The lechem upon him was fresh after a week. The meat never went off. The koinim weren't allowed to become tomei. It's a mokum of Chayim. It's a mokum of a gili of the etzem HaChayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And made it, therefore that's why there was zorcha to these things. Midah keneged midah. And that's how the Rashbam, in his commentary on the Torah, explains the pasuk. Vayirbu vayatzmu b'moid moid. Says the Rashbam, Vayirbu godlu v'nasu aktanem gdolim shloim meisu v'katnusom. Vayatzmu shloim meisu anoshim elachoyu harbe v'otzmu b'moid moid. What was happening to Klal Yisrael was the Koyach HaChayim was coming out in its full glory. And that was the gili of the snare later on in that parasha. That Moshe Rabbeinu saw v'asneh boyer v'esh v'asneh. The snare was burning away, but it wasn't ukol. The snare stayed, it survived. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing to Moshe Rabbeinu that the Klal Yisrael is going to survive. It's Ein Lahem Hetzek. Mashenkin the Mitzrayim, they're going to come to an end. Their Chaim is not the Etzem Chaim, it's really Misa. They turn away from Hashem, they hold that they are the Balabatim of Chaim. So therefore they're heading towards Misa. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri B'Shem HaMetorah just to show that they represent Misa, because they turn away from Hashem, and therefore it's Misa. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to kill that Mitzri B'Yadav, because then it would have showed a private argument between two people. But Moshe killed him in the Shem HaMetorah to show that this Mitzri B'Emma hasn't got Chaim, he hasn't got continuity, there's a Hetzik. Mashenke Moshe Rabbeinu is Ein Loi Hetzik. He was caught and they tried to execute him, but you can put Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Mokim Hamisa, on the execution block and try to take his head off, and it just doesn't go because it's Ein Loi Hetzik. Moshe Rabbeinu finds incredible Chaim in the greatest Mokim Misa, because Moshe is like Avraham Avinu who found Chaim in the Kibshon HaEish. Moshe is like Yosef who found Chaim in a Mokim Hamisa of Nechashim. So too, Moshe finds Misa in the Egyptian execution block. Because if you're dovek to the etzem achayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is then you find chayim even in a mokem misa. Mashengen, if you don't cling to Hashem, then you find misa in a mokem chayim. And that's what happened to Dosan Vavira. Dosan Vavira were malshin on Moshe, and Dosan Vavira wanted to get Moshe killed, and therefore Dosan and Moshe found chayim in the mokem misa. And therefore Dosan Vavira were much later punished, so they found misa in chayim. And that's the pasuk in Koyrach. Vayeidu heim cholashalehem chayim she'oilo. They went down into the she'oilo of chayim. And like the Rechaim HaKodesh says, Sha'acha she'yorudu l'sh'ol nofon Hashem b'hem koyach v'loy mesu. In order that they should really feel their punishment in Gehenem. Oydam Chazal brings the Arachaim Hakodesh down there in Koyach. Shakodesh Baruch Hu nois in Koyach Bereshoim lekabel oinsham. Kamoi kein elu nisharu chayim achar shahoyu b'shoil atzmo kedei sheyir b'argoshosom. Unbelievable! This is mamish the greatest midah connected midah. Because Dosan Avion represented mocking at the chayim of Hakodesh Baruch Hu that Hashem is the etzem chayim, and therefore they were sent down to the shoil of the chayim in order to suffer as a result. Their chayim brought them the suffering in the Misa. Because it's Yadua that Dosan Vavira on we're mocked at the Mon as well. And we know what was the side of the Mon. I'm not going into it now, but we've discussed it before. The side of the Mon is what says in the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. When a person eats bread, it's not the gashmi of the bread that's mechayim, that's the certain koyach haruchni that's hidden within the bread that's mechayim the person. And what was the mon? The mon was that pi Hashem, that hidden chias in the food that's mechayim a person without the physical external outer layer that's called wheat or bread or whatever the case is. Mon was the actual chias itself. It made it therefore because they mocked the actual chayim, the etzem chayim. It made it they mocked the mon as well. But we'll come back to that later. But let's get back to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim believed that they had the Nile, they had the Mayim, they had the Chayim, they were the Balabayis of the Chayim. And therefore the Makkas were to show them that they don't. The Chayim does not belong to them. And the Chayim that they are in control of is not the Etzem HaChayim. And made it therefore beginning with Makkah Dam. Makkah's Dam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu took their water and made it into Dam. Now there's a few ways of learning this. Either one can learn it that Mayim corresponds to Chayim and Dam corresponds to Misa, spilling dam. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu took their Mayim and sort of killed their Mayim, made their Mayim into dam. But one can go even further, because the Chizkuni points out that if the Mitzrim couldn't drink the Mayim because it was dam, so therefore why does the Pasuk have to say and they couldn't drink the dam because the water smelled, the water had a terrible smell of dead fish. But the Chizkuni says that the water turned into dam for a second, or for whatever short while, and then it turned back into Mayim. But by then all the fish were dead already, and the Mayim smelt of dead fish. Let's listen to this again. The Mayim smells of death. According to the Mitzrim, that the Mayim is the Etzem HaChayim, the Makor HaChayim. How can Mayim smell of death? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing them, that the Mayim smelt of death. It can't be the Etzem HaChayim. I am the Makor HaChayim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting clear message to the Mitzrim. And similarly we find by the Makkah of Kinim. Makkah of Kinim is the flip side to the Makkah of Dam. In the Makkah of Dam, Hashem took that Koyach HaChayim and made it into Misa. And in Makkah of Kinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Koyach of Misa and made it into Chayim. Because the Makkah was that the Ofar turned into Kinim. And the Ofar corresponds to Misa. May Ofar Ata Avel Ofar Toshuv. And the Misa started walking. The Misa became alive. The Mitzrayim couldn't copy the Makkah of Kinim because they cannot create something alive. They cannot create Chayim. If somebody would be in Mitzrayim and witness what was going on at Shas Makkah of Kinim, he'd look down on the ground and he'd see all the ground moving. Kinim, you can't see their form, you can't see their body, all you can see is the ground began moving, the death became alive. So Dam, the life, became death, and Kinim, the death, became alive. And this is all to prove this point, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaChayim, and any shluchim of Chayim in this world are not Etzem HaChayim, they're perhaps carrying the Chayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows to this world, but not the Etzem HaChayim. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaviyahol out to show over here in Mitzrayim. The pinnacle of all this, the spitz of all this, was at Kriyas Yamsuf. At Kriyas Yamsuf, Mitzrayim met with death. Where did they meet with death? In the Mayim. In the same way as we said that the Dor HaMabul, they were destroyed in the Mayim, and Mayim is Mayim Chaim, so too the Mitzrayim were destroyed in Mayim. The message to the Mitzrayim was that you claim that you own the Chaim because you own Mayim. I'll show you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Mayim can be the greatest Mokum Misa for you. The Mayim Chaim can be the greatest Mokum Misa for you. And they died in the Mayim, in the Chaim. When Klal Yisrael saw that the Mitzrayim had died in the Mokum HaChaim, they saw that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring people to death in the Mokum HaChaim, then he can bring people back to life even from a Mokum HaMisa. And therefore, Oz Yoshe, Mikan Remez, L'tchias HaMeisa Min HaTorah. If Mayim can bring to death, then a cave, an Afa Min HaAdamah, can bring to life as well. And that is the Remez, Tchias HaMeisa Min HaTorah. If Mitzrayim died in Chaim, then Klal Yisrael are going to be Chaim Mitoich HaMisa, and that is Tchias HaMeisa. They ended the Shira by saying Hashem Yimloch La'olam Void. La'olam Void is the Hemshech, the Ein LaHefzik, which corresponds to the Mekor HaChaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Having witnessed this, Klal Yisrael were ready definitely to go into the Midbar. Lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eretz lezeruah. A Midbar is a Mokum Misa. A Midbar is a Mokum of Nechoshim HaKrovim. But so what? Yosef HaTzadik was also in a Mokum of Nechoshim HaKrovim. But nevertheless, if you cling to Chaim, if you're Shem Shemaim Shogor Alpiv, if you're Dveikin to Hashem Lekechem, then you find Chaim amidst all the Nechoshim HaKrovim. And therefore that's why Vayikavach Vayasev Elekim Esom Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf, they were going through the Midbar. Baba Yikach Moshe's Atzmus Yosef Imoy, that was the Chizuk to Klal Yisrael, that even if you go into a Midbar, Be'eretz Lezeruah, nevertheless, Klal Yisrael in the past, in their history, have found, their forefathers have found Chaim in them, even in a Mokum Misa. And not only did Yosef find Chaim in a Mokum Misa, but he became the Mechalkel Chaim of Mitzrayim. He became the Mekor HaChaim, the Bechina of the Mekor HaChaim. So too, Klal Yisrael, not only weren't they going to find Misa in the Be'eretz Lezeruah, but they were going to find the Etzam HaChayim, which is the Torah that was given to them, which is Kihen Chayeinu, the Torah Chayim Ba'avos Chesed. In the Mokum HaMisa, they received the greatest Chayim. That's Parshas B'Shalach. The contrast between the Goyim and the Jews. The contrast between finding the Goyim finding Misa in a Mokum Chayim, and the Jews finding the greatest Chayim in a Mokum Misa. And that's why it begins with Vayasev Elekim on derech HaMidbar Yamsuf. With what chizuk did they enter that Midbar? Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imoy. And that was a hakdoma to the parasha that's going to be Nisbaro, this birra that we just mentioned. And then, let's move on now. They came into the Midbar and they needed Mayim, and the Mayim was bitter. And we know that mar, mayim, morim, bitterness corresponds to misa. As the Gemara Moed Cotton learns out, that why is aninus yom echad? Because the pasuk says v'achrisah yom mar. Misa corresponds to mar, and that's the mayim which was chayim has now become mayim of misa. The mayim had killed the Mitzrayim. The mayim that Klal Yisrael had experienced was mayim morim, was mayim that brought out misa instead of chayim. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to take an eitz and to throw it into the mayim, and it's worthwhile looking up the Hilchos Tiferes Shloimus Chusi Yogan Aleinu, where he has a whole mahalach and he explains that the eitz that was thrown in was the bechin of the eitz chaim, and the eitz chaim is the eitz of etzem chaim, and therefore the chaim, if misa is mar, so chaim is sweet, so the eitz chaim sweetened the mayim and brought mayim back to its original status of being mayim chaim, and that's what enabled them to drink from the mayim chaim in the midbar. And then the next thing, the sugya, is the sugya of mon. And mon, as we explained earlier, is the bechina of loyal alechem levadi yechi adam k'al kol moitza pi Hashem. And therefore the mon came down with the tal, the dew. And we know that the dew corresponds to tchias hameisim. So the bechina of the mon was the etzem achayim, without any external coat, without any gashmi, without anything hiding the etzem achayim, which is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the bekoyach of the mon, and that's very befitting. Dafkin and Mokum HaMisa, they're receiving the total chayim, the undiluted chayim, the Torah which is kihen chayenu, the mon which is the pi Hashem yechi ha'odom, the mayim which became sweet water, which became chayim deka water through the etzem achayim. And it's Rehim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, placed them into the greatest chaim and they died, and the Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, placed them in the greatest misa, and we lived, and we only had shaychus with chaim, and not just chaim, but etzem ha-chaim, dafkin ha-mokim ha-misa. And this is bringing out the whole birur back from the Eitz HaChaim and the Eitz HaDaas. Those who cling to the Eitz HaDaas have to understand that it's not the etzem ha-chaim. And even though it seems chaim, even though people would say, bona se-chaim, let's have a good life together, it's not the life, that's the moist Muslim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's the nochash fooling, the yitzahara, the power of fooling the person. A person, we have to cling to the Eitz HaChaim, which is the etzem ha-chaim, which is the only one chaim, is the atem advekim Hashem lakechem chaim kolchem hayim. Because we always have to remember and to realize that chaim is something that wasn't nimsar al yedei shliach. It still remains with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki imcho makor ha-chaim. And when we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can be in a midbar, in a mokom of nochash makrovim, but we're safe. And not only are we safe, we find only chaim in there. And with that we can understand where the parasha ends with Mechia somewhere, with the sugya of Amalek. Because we've quoted so many times already the pasuk in Bilam, that Reish is goyim Amalek, v'acharisoi adei oivet. Their acharis is destruction. They have a hepsik, they stop, they are choshev kemes. They represent the hinar nechi hoilech lomos of Esav. They are the nation that tries to stop us. They are the nation that always tries to stop us on the way. But because they don't have an acharis, they don't want to see us having an acharis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised Avraham Avinu that acharich in Yetzer Berchush God, like Klal Yisrael, does not have a hefsek. And therefore in this week's parsha, where it was nisbarer that everybody has a hefsek, the greatest mighty power stop, and therefore the chaim is not an etzem chaim, Masha'in King Klal Yisrael, that it looked like going through Megolas Mitzrayim, that it was going to be end to them, there wasn't an end to them, and this came out at its full glory in Parashas B'Shalach. The Klal Yisrael cling to the Chaim in the greatest Mokum Amisa, is therefore Molech came to intercept Klal Yisrael, to try Rachman al-Islam to put an end to Klal Yisrael. And why did they come? They only come by Yovai Amolech, by Lachim Yisrael, by Refidim, because Rofi Yedei Min HaTorah. When we don't cling to the Emstik Kehem Chayenu, then we fall into the hands of Amolech. Called when we cling to the Etzem HaChaim, to the Chaim She'en LaHepsuk, is then it's Chaim Kulchamayom, and nobody's got a shlita on us. But as soon as Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom leaves the Eitz HaChaim and turns towards the Eitz HaDaas Rachman Etzlan, then it's a madrigal of Moist to Muslim, then it's Shaykh to Misa. If it's Shaykh to Misa, then we fall into Esav's world, the world of Eina Anoichi Hoylech Lomos. And that's the connection between the end of the parasha and the beginning of the parasha. Yiratzon v'shmizoicha to cling to the Torah Chaim v'avas Chesed. V'shmizoicha to realize and appreciate the Kihim Chayenu. To be full of Chias, but the emistic of Chias. If one watches Tzadikim and their Avodas Hashem, how they do everything with such labidikite, with such Chios, because they feel the Etzem Chaim, and they feel this Chaim to such a large degree that one sees that they're full of life. V'shmizoicha to cling to that. V'shmizoicha to find the emistic of Chaim in our lives, and to realize that we're dovet to the optimal Vekim Hashem. And then we don't fear any odds, we don't fear any tribulations, we don't fear any yetzaharas. We know that we cling to Chaim, and we cling to Chaim. Even the Choshem HaKarovim can't undermine the Chaim that we cling for. So we should be zeichah, Metz Hashem, to the Chaim HaNitzchim of the Gula Shleim of Amitis, Meher of Yameinu, Amen.